Hi, folks, and thanks for listening to this SearchSAP.com podcast. I'm Courtney Bjorlin, news editor on the site. Today, we're speaking with Sanjay Poonen, who is Senior Vice President and General Manager at SAP Business Objects, where he's in charge of SAP Business Objects, Corporate Performance Management, and Governance, Risk, and Compliance software. We'll be speaking with Sanjay about some of the trends he's seeing in the CPM market, what SAP's working on when it comes to CPM products, and what industries are turning to CPM software during this recession. Is there an industry that you see really adopting these products in this recession right now in particular?
You know, the traditional base of SAP has been, you know, CPG, manufacturing, you know, increasingly retail and financial services. Even up there, we're starting to have some good attraction in there. But I think as we look into 2009, not all industries are going to be performing at the same level. So it's not a function of where these products are applicable, but also the potential of that industry to say, well, we're going to make capital expenses. We think public sector is going to be, obviously, with the investment going on there, we will see investment in public sector, and many of these products are being used by public sector customers, for instance, just to manage initiatives. So, you know, an area of several public sector customers use strategy management to manage their initiatives with the voting public, even, so they can manage all the different parts of their initiatives and everything that they're tracking and publish that out to the public, if you would, to be very transparent about it. In one particular sector, I think it's Sarasota County, they're actually using our tool to measure their initiatives, and in a TV broadcast that they have with the voting public, you can actually see our tool being used. So there's examples of that in public sector. We think that the traditional bases of SAP, which have been strong, consumer packaged goods, manufacturing, in the pockets of those sectors where there is still capital expense, many of these products are highly relevant. And you're going to see us focus on two dimensions. One is areas in industries where our products certainly have had a traditional selling affinity, so to speak. And the second dimension is where are people spending? And we'll take that cross-section and focus in that, because that's going to be the place where we're going to find opportunities for growth.
I understand that you folks are going to be focusing a lot on the public sector, and I guess it is the one place where there should be money available for them to spend. Is there going to be any specific products released for them this year, or what can they sort of look for in that sector?
We actually have what we've done at SAP overall, and then certainly in this part of the portfolio, business user solutions, you think of them as a subset, we've built a set of what we call best-run packages that are focused on the core propositions, rather than, you know, hundreds and hundreds of SKUs on a price list. Let's focus around the dozen or 15, 20-odd packages that we believe are relevant for these times. And there are two or three that are out of those dozen that are really relevant to, you know, this part of the portfolio. And we cover them, and then all of them have potential angles in public sector, as many other areas too. Number one is mitigation of risk. So you'd have to be an ostrich with your head in the sand to not know that risk is on the top of mind of both line of business and IT executives. So any solution that mitigates risk, and we'll pull in many of our EPM and GRC solutions behind the scenes, is going to be a key part of it. Part of the reason we were rated a visionary vendor in Gartner is our focus on that topic. Second is going to be everything that helps you contain and get a control on costs. So this could be spend analytics, profitability and cost management, import-export compliance, and so on. And that's going to be a key focus for us. And the third is the ability to adaptively plan, if you would. Because, if you did your budgeting and planning at the beginning of the year, you may have updated it in the middle of the year, but then post-September 15th, everything changed. And most people who run an organization perhaps got their dreaded email from a CFO saying, we've got to replan. And the process of planning needs to be more flexible to accommodate things that can change, owned by the business rather than having a very heavy influence by IT. So those three vectors, mitigation of risk, helping control costs and spend and so on, and third, adaptively planning and reporting are going to be three. And we think several of those will have relevance not just into public sector, but into many other parts of the economy that are looking to spend. Very much a focus for CFOs.
Yeah, that's interesting. It seems like a push, too, that SAP's kind of, and or I should say SAP Business Objects is kind of making, is that, you know, there's really not, in the future down the road, there's really not going to be a line between BI and CPM and GRC and things like that. And I'd like you to tell our readers a little bit more about what you think about that. How do you think these products will be integrated with one another? And then how do you think they'll be integrated into the ERP product line?
So it's a very good point. I think, Courtney, that, you know, us as vendors and the analysts and so on come up with these acronyms. But to most customers, it's an alphabet soup. They don't really, often a line of business executive doesn't know BI from EPM, from GRC, from ERP. It's just a bunch of acronyms that sometimes actually annoy them. If you look at the priorities, let me take two examples, one that is an enterprise and one that every one of us could relate to in our homes. Okay, so I'll take one that's a little more sort of consumer that you could even explain to your mother, so to speak. But let's take the business example first. If you ask CFOs what are their top priorities today, or not even today, but in general, they'll tell you it's typically three things. Keeping their transactions running well. We may call that affectionately ERP. Two, helping them stay out of jail, okay? And that's what we may call governance, risk, and compliance. And number three, helping them understand where their business should be going, which we would call performance management and BI. So those three priorities, if we've got solutions and so on that can help with those three priorities, we certainly want to get our unfair share of that wallet, so to speak, by saying we can best adequately support those three priorities to a business executive. Let me use another example, which may seem kind of consumer-like, but to give you a sense as to how these come together. Every person who goes shopping, if you would, in a grocery store, you make your decisions, you know, based on a couple of different variables about the product you're going to buy. You might go down a particular grocery lane and buy a product based on its brand or on its price or on a promotion, so to speak. Okay? So in your head is a decision-making process, a computer, so to speak, that's making a BI decision, if you want to think of it that way, based on those type of terms. But you may also want to couple that decision with the risk, okay, which is, yeah, I may not want the cheapest form of spinach, or I may not want spinach at all because there's a disease going around, and the risk of buying that this week or ever in this month may outweigh the benefits of brand or price or promotion of any kind. So the combinations of making an analytical decision with factoring risk into that. You do the same thing when you're purchasing a house. You compare the price of the house, and you also get a termite inspector or an earthquake report to understand the risk of those things. So places where analytical decisions couple with risk are really what we are looking to build together in this portfolio, and it's the coming together then of those acronyms, if you would. And we see that playing out in all these type of business user applications. There are decisions that are based on information, decisions based on risk. We will pull those together in helping this decision makers make unified decisions. And then the acronyms kind of, you know, let the analysts and us vendors kind of, you know, talk about that because they're market categories. But we tend to think of it that way by solving a business problem for, you know, any of the line of business executives we might be talking to.
So customers, too, can expect that these to be more integrated as well into their sort of some of the ERP products SAP sells as well that that'll be coming down the road, too.
Absolutely. I mean, what we want to be able to do is offer an SAP customer an optimized for SAP experience, but not necessarily tethered. And what do we mean by that? Which is, if you are a CFO, I talked about those priorities, right? Running your transactions better, keeping you out of jail, so to speak, and helping you understand where the business are going. That's an end-to-end, what we call financial excellence value scenario, a theme. And we want to ensure that for the part of that that's used by business users, which may be the strategy management, the planning, and so on and so forth, you're using perhaps these business user portfolio products, EPM, GRC, and BI. But it needs to tie into your general ledger because the data for that financials comes from GL, and we'd expect a much more optimized experience between the SAP products and the SAP ERP, which we're doing. In much the same way the Microsoft Office products work better with the Microsoft Windows platform than, let's say, a third-party, you know, word processor or a spreadsheet, we will build that integration. But while doing that, it's very important that the optimized for SAP doesn't mean that you can't run those applications in a non-SAP world. So part of the focus of this business unit overall has been to ensure that we have an optimized for SAP, not necessarily tethered to it. And, you know, we expect, you know, perhaps a good percentage of our accounts will be SAP related because we're the market share leader in the transactional apps, but we will also see very good growth from the, you know, kind of blended accounts that have heterogeneous environments, so potentially some examples of customers where there's not a trace of SAP at all. And this is the new face of SAP, so to speak, where you could be using some of our transactional apps and our business user apps, or you could be using just our business user apps and perhaps other people's transactional systems.
Are there any plans to offer any of these products on demand?
Yeah, we are looking at that. I think we've had some good success with some early on-demand products in the LE, and we're thinking through what's the right approach to the on-demand market. As you know, and it was announced, we hired John Wookie to be able to drive some of the thinking in that area, and we'll be working closely to understand what are the appropriate areas where customers may be willing to look at EPM products or, for that matter, even GRC products on demand. We do have an information on demand BI business that has, came in from Business Objects, and that's an exciting part of the portfolio. It aggregates content from a variety of different content places also, Dun & Bradstreet and EMC Nielsen, so on and so forth. So we think that has potential. And we have, for instance, some of our products that can be used in a hosted environment, spend analytics and so on. And what we will be doing is thinking through what's the priority for these analytic applications that customers might be willing and interested in buying and using an on-demand app, and we'll absolutely be sure that that's available both for large enterprise and also for small and medium enterprise customers.
Sanjay, is there anything I didn't ask that you really want to point out or make clear?
No, I think the most important part of this is the new SAP Business Objects is now, where in the past, perhaps 3-4 years ago, we were number 4, number 5 in the space. We're now, number 1, not in a sort of a chest-thumping, bragging way. We think it's really a tribute to the hard work a lot of people within the company have put together in building the best products in the market, bar none. We feel very, very good about the products. And then the other part of it is the customer feedback that we've been able to get. This company has really become successful, SAP overall in this division, SAP Business Objects, because of a people-focused effort to building good products and then a customer-focused approach to getting those products successful with customers. And we're real delighted to seeing both large and small SAP and non-SAP customers approaching the message, understanding why we're different, adopting this, and this is a very exciting time and portfolio where we hope and will continue to strive to grow like we have the last 2 or 3. It's been explosive growth, even despite the economic challenges.
Great. Well, that's a good note to end on. Thanks, Sanjay, and thank you so much for taking the time to talk with me today. I appreciate it.
Courtney, it's a pleasure. Thank you very much.
Thank you for listening to this SearchSAP.com podcast. Please continue to turn to SearchSAP.com for all your SAP news.